This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Environmental groups have told Suncor Energy to expect a lawsuit. CPR Sam Brash reports the complaint is meant to hold the company accountable for repeated air pollution violations at a refinery in Commerce City.
Ian Coghill is an attorney for Earth Justice, which is leading the lawsuit. He says it's meant to stop pollution releases into the largely Latino neighborhood around the refinery.
Suncor has this chronic history of exceeding the same limits over and over again, and what the state has done thus far hasn't worked.
The complaint is what's known as a citizen suit under the U.S. Clean Air Act. If it's filed after a 60-day waiting period and succeeds, a federal court could limit the state's authority to regulate Suncor and enforce far steeper penalties against the company. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The state Senate is moving ahead with an ethics investigation against a Democratic lawmaker accused of being intoxicated at a public event. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
State Senator Faith Winter has publicly apologized for appearing to be drunk during a North Glen community meeting in April. She took some time away from the state capitol and got treatment for substance abuse disorder. The North Glen City Council voted unanimously to send an ethics complaint to the legislature and said Winter failed to uphold her office with integrity. The five-member Senate panel will meet to investigate and determine whether Winter should face consequences. She already stepped down as the chair of the Senate Transportation Committee. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
CDOT is repaving a notoriously bumpy stretch of Interstate 70 just west of the Eisenhower-Johnson tunnels. The department's Elise Thatcher says heavy traffic and constant freezing and thawing beat up the pavement all year long.
It's just the nature of having a roadway at a much higher elevation that's exposed to wintry weather a good part of the year, not just during the winter.
Weekday travelers should expect lane closures and delays until the fall. This is CPR News.